Hi, I'm Andrew Solomon, and I'm here to present to you the results of a survey which the Pearl Foundation has run to find out how we can make it easier for people beginning with Pearl. So, first of all, this is me. I'm a Pearl developer, and I'm also a trainer of Pearl through Geek Uni. Very good question. So, why am I here? The reason that I'm part of this process of running a survey is because although I have most of my trainees working for companies and it's part of their onboarding process to learn Perl, however, there's still a substantial number who are doing it on their own. And it occurred to me that they don't have colleagues to ask questions of when they get stuck outside the scope of the course. So I brought this up with the Pearl Foundation, and at least this set of people and probably more have put a lot of effort into working out what to put into a survey to find out how we can help people. So we put together this survey, and then it went out to lots of different channels to try and get the attention of people who aren't just necessarily the core of the Pearl community, but are just on the fringes. And this is the big question which we were putting to them. So far, there are 415 responses, but it's still open. And it is a bit of a shock. But no, it's not really surprising. 70% of the people have been using Pearl for over 10 years, but still see themselves as beginners. Now, looking in more detail at the data, it's quite pleasing, really, to see that although unsurprisingly, there are lots of people who've been in it for a long time, and there was this patch of unpopularity in the last decade or so. In the last 2 years, it's been picking up. So we have quite a few new beginners, which is great news. Now, this question was really to make sure that we got the right people responding. And so at the top is it says, I would use it a lot if the TPF would provide support for people learning Perl. And people who said that they wouldn't make use of it, we just filtered them out. So now that we have the people who'd use it a lot, this is how they were spread in terms of their exposure to Perl. So now we have more the people who've been there for only 2 years or less, which is going to make sense, but still, there are people who've been using it for 10 years or more and still find it challenging. And we should definitely be there to help them. So, what can we say about these people? Not too surprisingly, they all see themselves as software developers. This is a question where you could make multiple choices. Hobbyist, which is great. So what this means is it's not their employer telling them that they have to learn Perl. These are people who have a passion in it, and these are really the people that we should be there to help. Now, digging into that in a bit more detail, the people at the bottom, I'm on my own. That doesn't mean necessarily that they're doing it outside the context of work. It just means that as a Perl developer, they're working on their own. And that's most of the people who are filling in the survey. It's not completely surprising because I guess if people are at work and they're in the top category in a team of supportive Perl experts, they probably don't feel the need for support from the Perl Foundation. However, there are still small but substantial numbers who are either in unsupportive teams, and they're looking to get help from outside their company, or they're in a group of inexperienced Perl developers, and I think that's that's a pattern I've seen in a number of companies which have maybe less popular systems set up in Perl, and somehow the less experienced developers wind up with that job. Right, so then there's the question of what kind of support should we be providing you with? And we gave them all these options for how they could get their help. And the first thing that came up, unsurprisingly, was a search engine like Google. The next option of looking in discussion forums. Now that was a tricky question to write because I was thinking people would be asking questions in the discussion forums, but actually, on reading their written responses, the discussion forums are more about something which you find with a Google search engine, and someone else has asked the same question that you have in your head. So they're also very high ranking. Then people fall back to looking on the bookshelf, Googling for courses online and videos, and then second last is a real-time chat, which is the first thing that I had in my mind as the sort of support people would want. But this is really the worst case scenario. Okay, I'll ask a question in a real-time chat. And then there are people who would even like, so the green means would like as the most the most wanted sort of support, to have a one-on-one session with a professional helping them. So it's not nobody, but for the most part, people just want Google to tell them the answer. And that's understandable. So digging into the real-time chat, because that is the of the two options, it seems to be the one which is less challenging to people to engage with. Even so, these different chat media are quite separate and they have their own followers. And what I found was that there wasn't a great deal of overlap. So it's not going to be easy to do a single chat support service which will keep everyone happy. So all I can say is if there are people in the community who want to start a chat for helping others with Perl, go for it. And you'll get people regardless of which medium you use. So now I was digging into the written responses of the people filling in the survey, and I got much more interesting things than the questions I was asking. So first thing that people said is that, and these are popular statements. What I have in bold is my summary of what they're saying. Of course, in this case, it's actually a quote. I would never have said I was in a pickle, but anyway, people felt that if they couldn't get it from a Google search and wind up on Stack Overflow or Perl Monks where people ask and get answers, they feel as though there's nowhere to go at that point, at least in the short term. So we should be focusing on getting search engines to find answers for people. And I think these two channels get a lot of attention from Google, so we should pay attention to those. This is something which you have to roll back to when you were learning Perl at the outset to see how scary it was, to remember how scary it was. There's more than one way to do it. It's at the core of what we have as a Perl community, but it is really hard to learn. And when you're going through CPAN, it's not at all clear what you can trust, what you should leave by the wayside because it looks cool, but actually almost no one's using it, it's not being maintained. That's hard. And I think this is one of the main challenges which people have when they're starting writing their Perl code. So this is what people say they want to have, O modules, web controller, database all set up for them before they start coding. That's asking too much, but maybe more direction, and made clearer and more prominent for people who are just starting on what they should use. So this is an actual quote at the top. People have had great experiences with Pall Monks and IRC, with a great response time, because it's real-time chat almost. Not Pall Monks, but in fact, the speed at which people have had responses makes them very happy. However, sometimes it's not clear what the rules are. In fact, there may be no rules articulated for either of these, and so sometimes people have said hurtful things to people asking what they regard as stupid questions, and we need to work on that. How to do that? It's going to be some work, but to establish governance, I think is all about us all talking to each other about it, and maybe even writing down a set of rules. And less common, but actually still, I think, very important, is people saying that they wanted an IDE. Now, if you're my age, you have to look up in a dictionary what IDE stands for, but then realize that actually an interactive development environment for people who've been learning programming in the last 2 years, this is actually important. You can't expect people to know Vim when they get out of school. So, an IDE would be a good thing for us to put out there. And for people working on their own, a step-by-step tutorial is essentially a replacement for sitting next to your colleagues and watching them make changes to your code. So it's not nearly as helpful, not nearly as easy to get through, but if you're on your own, it's all you can really hope for. So if people can find the time to put together these sorts of videos, I think that'd be greatly appreciated. So all we have really is the results of the survey. How we as a community and the Pearl Foundation can act on it is the next step. So if you'd like to be involved in that, please drop me an email and I'll draw you into the conversation. Thank you very much for your time.